It's a schlossen and honor to be here today. As I say every week, one of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. In this week's Parsha, Parsha's Mikates, such a jam-packed Parsha, and we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we could bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us in the beginning of this week's Parsha, Vayhi Mikates and Asayim Yamim. Uparo Cholim, and it happened at the end of 2 years to the day Paro was dreaming. We know last week's Parsha, Parsha's Vayeshev, we're introduced to the whole story with Yosef at Tzaddik, and we know that Yosef was on the top of the world. He got the coat from his father, he was learning with his father, and he had these dreams. And at the end of the Parsha, we know that he was thrown into jail. He was trying to interpret the dreams of the Sar HaMashkim and the Sar HaOfim. And Rashi tells us, at the end of last week's Parsha, Rashi says, Mipnei Shetola Bo Yosef. Rashi's found in Perek Mem, Pasuk HaGimel, since Yosef based, depended upon the Sar HaMashkim and the Sar HaOfim, therefore, he had to get an extra 2 years. And Hashem decided, it says the Beis Halevi, Hashem decided that the 2 years is up. And Paro had a dream. And Paro's dream, which we all know, was that there were 7 fat cows. And then another 7 cows came, skinnier cows, and ate them up. And the second dream was there were these stalks, big stalks. And then the skinnier stalks came and ate it up. And all the Chartumim tried to give explanations of what the dream was, but no one could interpret it. Rashi says in Perek Mem Aleph Pasuk Yud that he brought in all the Chartumim to do it. Ve'ein poter osam leparo, and no one was able to interpret the dreams. They said, Rashi brings down from the Medrash, Bereishis Rabbah, saying that they thought the 7 representing the 7 daughters that you're going to have and the 7 daughters that you're going to have to bury. And Paro didn't accept these dreams. Came along Yosef, and Yosef saved the day. They bring out Yosef from jail, and Paro turns to Yosef and says, I heard you know how to interpret dreams. I'm going to tell you my dream. So Yosef tells him, Perek Mem Aleph Pesach Tezayin, Vayan Yosef es Paro Lemor, Biladai Elokim. This is beyond me. Hashem will respond. Yanet Shlom Paro. He's going to help me. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help me. And then Paro tells over his dreams. And then Yosef, amazing, Yosef interprets the dreams and he goes a step further. Not only does he interpret the dreams, but he tells in Perek Mem Aleph Pasuk Lamed Gimel, not only am I going to interpret the dreams, but I'm going to give you advice. Vatal Yerei Paro Ish Navon Vechacham Vaishaseo Eretz Mitzrayim. I think you need to get a wise person, as I'm going to tell you that there's going to be 7 amazing years, and then there's going to be 7 years of rav, of famine. And the first question is why the Chartumim, how come they couldn't interpret the dreams? How come Yosef was able to interpret the dreams? And furthermore, how come Yosef is giving advice? He was only told to give over the dreams. Why is he going now and giving over advice? And we all know that Yosef became second in command, becoming one of the heads of Mitzrayim, which was the country, which was the place to be, Mitzrayim. And the obvious question that a lot of Mefarshim, a lot of Rishonim and a lot of Achronim ask is, if Yosef finally had power, he was out of jail, and he became so high in Mitzrayim, why did he not send? Again, they didn't have internet back then. They didn't have WhatsApps. Imagine. I told my Bachrim, can you imagine the world without internet, without electricity? But still, he could have got the word back to his brothers. He could have got the word back to his father. Why did he wait? Why couldn't he just tell him right away? Question 2. Question 3. We're right at the end of Hanukkah. Hanukkah is coming to an end. An unbelievable holiday. one of the last, it's the last holiday, the Gemara tells us in Yuma that Hanukkah is the last holiday in the Bayis Sheni. And there's a very famous question. Last week we spoke about the famous question in the Maharal, which was the miracle, is the miracle, the Pach HaShemen, finding of the oil that the Gemara talks about in Chaf Aleph and Beis, or was it the winning of the war, which we mentioned in Al HaNisim? But there's a very famous question of the Pnei Yoshua. The Pnei Yoshua quotes the Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Sachim Adaf Ayin Tesam Aleph, there's a separate cloud, a special cloud that's called Tumah Hutra Betzibor. Tumah Hutra Betzibor means that if a whole nation is tame, a whole nation is impure, then the whole nation is allowed to partake in different mitzvos. It's called Tumah Hutra Betzibor. That it's Tumah and it's allowed, the Tzibor, the whole community is allowed to do it. That's the great Pnei Yoshua, one of the most famous questions of Hanukkah. Why did they have to get the Pach HaShemen? Why couldn't they light impure oil? Why did they have to get pure oil? Tumah Hutra Betzibor. The whole nation was impure. So if the whole nation was impure, so how come they had to get that special Pach HaShemen? They had to find the Pach HaShemen with the seal. Why did they have to wait for the seal? They could have just done it. It could have been impure. They didn't, again, we had the miracle of the eight nights. But why did they have to do it? So again, three quick questions. Why was it that Yosef's dreams were, his interpretation of the dreams were accepted? How come the Chartumim couldn't figure it out? Why was Yosef giving the Eitzah, giving the advice inside the dream? Question two was, why didn't Yosef tell his father? Why didn't he tell the brothers, I'm here? Why did he do that? And lastly, what's the answer of the Pnei Yoshua for Hanukkah? And how are we going to bring in this Hanukkah, even though Hanukkah, such an amazing holiday, such a special holiday, how are we going to take the Hanukkah and bring it in to the rest of the year? Comes along the great Ramban, and the Ramban answers up this question of why Yosef did not get in touch with his family. Why didn't he say? Why? He could have sent a telegram to his father and say, Dad, I'm alive. Don't worry. I'm here. Why didn't he do that? Says the great Ramban. Ramban, one of the great Rishonim, Moshe ben Nachman from Spain, 1197 to 1270. Says the Ramban, Yosef keeps on talking about the dreams. I need to fulfill the dreams. Says the Ramban that he needed to figure out a way how to fulfill the dreams. The dreams were there. He had the dreams in last week's parsha. And Yosef felt that he needed to fulfill the dreams. And the only way he's going to be able to fulfill the dreams is if all his brothers come down. They come down to Mitzrayim and they bow down to him. Not because he needs cover, not because he needs honor, but the reason why is to fulfill the dreams. Why do you have to fulfill the dreams? So something I'm going to explain in the Ramban is that it wasn't just for the dreams. Why do you have to fulfill the dreams? We know we have a whole chapter in Brachos about what dreams mean. You have a special dream. Again, there are certain dreams that, you know, dreams that are shtus, that really don't mean anything. Again, a lot of times what we're thinking during the day affect us in our dreams. But says the Achronim, you know what Pshat in the Ramban is? That really Yosef learned it up as a nevuah. It was a prophecy. And in order to fulfill the prophecy, he needed to go and make sure that the dreams were Makayim, were fulfilled. Comes along the great Abar Benel, and the Abar Benel gives a different reason why Yosef did not even get in touch with his father. The great Abar Benel, who was Isaac ben Yehuda Abar Benel, he lived in 1437 to 1508, so important to know Jewish history. He lived in Portugal. He was a mathematical genius. He became the treasurer. King Afonso of the Fifth of Portugal realized that he had so many tremendous farm. He was a genius of the time, and he knew how to do so much with math and calculations, and he was the treasurer of Portugal. Unbelievable, the Abar Benel. And the Abar Benel gives a different answer. He says, do you know why Yosef wanted to make sure and he couldn't tell the brothers right away? Because he wanted to have the ability for his brothers to do tshuva. He wanted to create a whole situation where his brothers would be able to say, we made a mistake, we did something wrong. And he wanted them to do tshuva. We know the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Tshuva and Perek Beis that one of the highest forms of tshuva is when a person realizes, hey, he made a mistake, but if he's put in that the same situation, and again, if a person wants to grow from his mistake, sometimes Hashem will put him back in the same situation. And if he could grow and get out of that, he just did tshuva, because he showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I might have fallen before, but I'm back in the same situation, and I'm gonna pass. I might have fallen before, but it's okay. Everyone makes mistakes. And that's the idea of tshuva. So it says here, Barbanel, that's what Yosef wanted to do. He wanted to give the opportunity to the brothers to do tshuva. The obvious question is, who Yosef is not a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's not God. So for him to decide that the brothers could do tshuva, again, they felt some, such a difficult story, and we're still paying for the sinas chinam of the brothers. We went down to Mitzrayim because of the stories of the brothers. But what gives Yosef the right to give the brothers the opportunity to do tshuva? He's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But it's very fascinating. I never saw this quoted, but I thought this could be a raya for the Abarbanel. Because we know in Perek Mem Gimel, Pasuk Lamed Dalet, we know Binyamin finally comes down. The whole story, right, takes Binyamin. You know, we know this story. We were taught it as little children. But imagine reading this story or being involved in this story. Imagine being the brothers, not knowing what's going on, coming and getting food, and then your brother's being taken. And it says in Pasuk Lamed Dalet, Vayisol Masos Meis Panav Aleihem Vater Masos. Binyamin's coming down, and he gives him Chamesh Yados. He gives him fivefold. And it's amazing. The brothers don't get jealous. By Yosef, they got jealous. They didn't like that Yosef got all this stuff from the father. He got the Ketonas Pasim, and he got all this stuff. But by Binyamin, they didn't get jealous. Again, similar to the Abarbanel. But again, the difficulty is, what gives Yosef the right to give the brothers the opportunity to do tshuva? However, Rav Hirsch the Great, from Samson Raphael Hirsch, lived in 1808 to 1888, the great Rav in Frankfurt, the orator, unbelievable, the Sfarim that he wrote, everything was translated from German. And Rav Hirsch says beautifully that, you know why Yosef had to do this? You know why he couldn't tell the brothers? You know why he couldn't get in touch with Yaakov? Because he needed to create a situation that all the family was going to come down to Mitzrayim, and there was going to be unity. There was going to be Achdus. If he revealed himself, or he sent a telegram to his father to tell him, I'm alive, there would have been so much more fighting. You know, there was fighting with Yosef, but there would have been so much, it's your fault, Yehuda, it's your fault, it's your fault, the father would have blamed. Yosef said that I wanted to create a situation that my father and all my brothers come down to show them that I realize that it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That even though, as we spoke about last week, the strength of a Yosef, as we got the email from Uncle G, that he took the Ish, the being the man, and realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in his life, and even in difficulty he was able. But Yosef realized that it's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he wanted to show the brothers that he accepts, he doesn't understand, again, they did a sin. However, he wanted to create the unity. So how come Yosef's Eitzah, why did he give over Eitzah? Why was his dream, why was his interpretation of the dreams accepted and the Chartumim not accepted? It says a great Kli Yakar. You know why Yosef's interpretation of the dream was accepted? The way they viewed Paro was they viewed Paro as like a god. So when all the Chartumim, the interpreters of the dreams came, they were trying to appease Paro and saying, you're going to have seven daughters. And then they're not going to make it. They were trying to do things for him. Yosef said, listen, Paro, it's not just about you. It's about your nation. If you want to be Paro, and you want to be a great Paro, you want to be a leader of your nation, you have to start thinking bigger than yourself. It's not just about you. And Yosef said, open up your eyes. These dreams are not only about you. This dream is about your nation. If you want Mitzrayim to flourish, if you want everyone to come down to Mitzrayim, you have to realize that it's not only about you. And I'm going to tell you, you know what it's about? It's about that your country is going to be doing amazing, and then you have to save up. You have to save up that strength, because you're going to hit some hard years. But you're going to build yourself so much, and you're going to realize that you're going to build yourself so much, so therefore, you're going to, even during the hard time, you're going to be able to raise yourself. It's not just about you, Paro. This is the first time that Paro was hearing from Yosef that you got to start getting out of yourself. I once heard a beautiful idea from Sholem Rosner. It says, great, last week's Parsha, which we spoke around in the beginning, Yosef was on the top of the world with his father, learning Torah. He was going to, Yosef at Tzaddik, and then all of a sudden he gets sold, and he's in the bottom of the world, has to deal with the Potiphar's, and holding on for his life, and the immorality that's going on in Mitzrayim, and he's on the bottom of the world at the end of the Parsha last week. And now this week, he starts from the bottom and he goes to the top. What's the difference? So beautiful idea. Because last week, it was focused on his own dreams. And he told the brothers about his dreams. This week, it's focusing on helping others. Focusing on their dreams. Not just focusing on himself. Trying to interpret, starting with the Sar HaMashkim, the butler, the Sar HaOfim, the baker. And then going to the Paro, the king of the Mitzrayim. Taking a little Jew boy in prison. Beautiful, Rizal Pliskin writes, quoting from Mechaim Shulevitz, you see how quickly Hashem could just switch things so fast. He was in jail, and out of nowhere, he just gets out. Because he started focusing not on himself, but on others. And that's the beauty. The beauty of a Yosef is to focus on others. Says the great Shemin HaTov, from Weinberger, oh, you say, I was zeicher to get the Sefer. My grandfather, all the Shalom, had thousands of Svarim, and I was able to get his Shemin HaTov. And he says this idea, you know why? You know why Yosef was giving Eitzah? You know why he was giving advice? Because he realized that HaKadosh Baruch was talking to him. He realized that Hashem put him in this situation, that he was in jail and now he's out of jail. He went through all the craziness being sold. And he realized that through his strength, although there might be weakness later on, and he gave that over to Paro, because he said, like we're saying now, is you have to get out of yourself and try to keep on going. He created the refuah. A person has so much talent and he puts so much effort in, and even if he hits some walls and he can't make it, but then he says, I'm going to do it, and he perseveres. Or Jonathan Sachs, Olav HaShalom, he was nifter this year. He writes beautiful in his Sefer, Lessons in Leadership. He says an amazing idea. He says, we learn so many things from Yosef HaTzadik. Lesson number one, and I spoke about this today with my Shir, and it's so important because we forget about it so much. A person needs to dream. We need to dream more. We need to realize that we could accomplish more, and we have to realize we could dream. Sometimes we just settle in life. We have to go be a Yosef. We have to dream. Dream big. Think about where you're going to be in a year from now. And again, we don't know. Someone will tell us all this corona back and forth. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person has to do their hishtalus. A person has to do what he can. Again, a person like a Yosef, Beis HaLevi says that Yosef at Tzaddik was on such a high level that he shouldn't even ask. He shouldn't have reached out. And that's why he was punished. But Yosef HaTzadik was on such a high level. A person obviously needs to do his ashtalus according to his level. But a person has to realize that he has to dream. He has to dream. Level number two, says Rav Jonathan Sachs, that a person needs to go and try to interpret the dreams of others. It's not just enough to dream. You have to go and you have to dream for others. You have to help another person. You have to do what you can. You know, unfortunately, a couple weeks ago, one of my rabbeim, one of my very close rabbeim, he was his house. There was a lot of fires going on in Eretz Yisrael. One of my rabbeim, Rav Elk, you know, his house, Saratskin fires, and his whole house burnt down. And you know, me and some others, and my father, just an Eretz Yisrael for the Bris, amazing. My parents helped us so much. My father and my mother, they took Rav Elk to the Bris, to little Svi Menachem's Bris. And you know, I'm gonna hopefully the Olam, because we're about helping each other. Klal Yisrael is about reaching out and helping, because we're all one. We're all Achdus, and Klal Yisrael has to help. You know, my father's been so helpful and trying to create a chesed fund and trying to help out, and whoever, you know, I send out the email sometimes, whoever, we just try to help everything. His whole house was destroyed in crazy fires, and I'm trying to help my Rebbe, but we're people that think about others. And again, there's a lot of chesed going on everywhere. We're people that think about, but interpret the dream of others, help people, realize that they could do. You know, the Duvner Magid says, you know why, when Yosef gave the Eitzah to get people, to get someone involved, he did that for a reason. Because when you have a project and you have a plan, if you get more people involved, so people are going to want to help you. If you get people involved and they just want to help, because we're a nation of Rachmonis. We have so much Rachmonis for each other and we care so much about each other because we're one nation. And then Rav Jonathan Sacks says that the next idea is obviously implementing. You could have dreams and you could dream big, but you have to figure out ways how to implement that dream. You have to let your imagination soar. You can't just settle. We settle too much. We have to think big. How are we going to become bigger people? How are we going to become bigger Yerush Shemayim? How are we going to learn more Torah? How are we going to build ourselves more? But we have to implement it. We have to figure out ways to make it and solve it. Quotes the Kutzker. The Kutzker says, and we know that Yisro had a whole new parsha. Why? Because he gave Moshe the advice. In Perek Yudches, Pasuk of Aleph and Shemos, he says, Moshe, you're working so hard. Choose. Get other people involved. You can't just be a one-man show. And that's why it's called Yisro, from that parsha. That's the Kutzker. Very nice. But a couple of Pesukim, really, it starts earlier. Yisro realized that there's problems, and he's saying, In Pasuk Yitzayin, he realized things are not so good. Says a Kutzker, okay, step one maybe is to realize it's not good. But the question is, how am I going to implement it? How am I going to make it? How am I going to make it that taking my dreams and making them come a reality? So we have to dream big. We have to dream bigger. And we have to dream for others. Help people interpret their dreams. Help people in so many different ways. But then we have to go and we have to implement these dreams and make them a reality. Yosef HaTzadik was able to realize, to tell over to Paro, that this is what you have to do. Get out of yourself and realize that these dreams are tremendous. It's very interesting that we know that Yaakov, they come, the brothers come back. We know, as the Torah tells us, that the whole story goes on. The whole story goes on, and Yaakov turns to the Shvatim and says, what do you want from me? Tells us in Perek Mem Beis, Pasuk Lamed Vav, Vayomer Aleihem Yaakov Avihem, Osi Sichaltem Yosef Einenu. Yosef's not here. V'Shimon Einenu. And now Shimon's not here. You made Shimon stay with that man. Now you want to go and take Binyamin from me. A lie. Upon me it has fallen. Comes along the Halug of Vilna Gaon. And the Vilna Gaon says something amazing. Amazing Vilna Gaon. A very famous Vilna Gaon. He says, why the Lushan a lie? Ayin Lamid Yud. So the Vilna Gaon says that if you look, remember when Rivka promised, Rivka told her son Yaakov and said, listen, don't worry. He said, what do you mean? Yitzchak's going to find out that really I'm not Esav. And what did she say? In Perek of Zayin, Pasuk Yigimel, Vatomer Lo, Imo, Alai Kilaticha. The curse is upon me if anything happens. Comes along the Vilna Gaon. And the Vilna Gaon says, why Lashon Alai, Ayin, Lamed Yud? Says the Vilna Gaon, the three things that Yaakov is going to have to deal with is an ayin, an Esav, a lavan, a lamid, a lavan, and a yud, a Yosef. Those were his struggles. Those were Yaakov's struggles. The Vilna Gaon says, a lie, You're not going to have a struggle with Binyamin. Your struggle is going to be those three struggles. I once heard B'Shem Rav Asher Weiss that these are the three things that we're dealing with. In Esav represents Esav Sones Yaakov. Esav wants to destroy us physically. And there's so much anti-Semitism going on. And we see it again and again and again. How people want to destroy us physically. They want us out of this world. We didn't see it so long ago with the Holocaust, with the Nazis Reach Shemo and Hitler Reach Shemo. They wanted to destroy, annihilate us. And then you have the Lavans. Lavan, he didn't want to destroy us, but he wanted to assimilate us. That's what Hanukkah is about. With the Yevanim. The Yevanim, they wanted to assimilate us. They wanted to say, there's no the Ribbono Shel. It's all about man. Assimilate us. And then you have a Yosef. Says Rav Asher Weiss, Yosef we're still dealing with. Because Yosef is about the Sinas Chinam, the inside of Klal Yisrael. But Yosef had a mission, and his mission was to try to show them that there's really peace and tranquility. But again, we have to dream big. We have to dream big. Comes along the great Pnei Yehoshua. And the Pnei Yehoshua says, Tumah Hotcher B'Tzibor. If Tumah Hotcher B'Tzibor, so then why is it just light candles? Why do you need pure olive oil? Just light impure. Says the great Pnei Yehoshua, that when you're doing things, you do it the best. When you're starting, we're inaugurating the Chanukah Sabayis, right, with feeding the Maccabim, Mila Shem Elai, Yehuda, we're showing that we're all for the Ribbono Shel. So when you're doing that, and you're starting that structure, you do it the best. That's why. Yeah, you're right. We could have done it when you were impure, but we're not doing it. We need to find the pure oil. And this is the Machlokas between Hillel and Shammai. Do we go up or do we go down? We know that Shammai says that we go one night, first night, 8, and then 7, and then 6. Says the Gemara in Chaval from the Beis, you know why we do that? Representing the and on Sukkot, they had 13 carbonas, they had 12, 11, 12, right? They kept on going down. But Beis Hillel, we go up. Malin b'kodesh ve'in moridin. Because we're people that just want to keep on going up. Malin b'kodesh ve'in moridin. And I think we learned this from a Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef represented the idea that I want to get all the brothers together. I want to have the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. And he was able to answer to figure out the dreams of a Paro because he said, enough thinking about yourself. Look bigger. Look outside. Bezus Hashem. We need to learn from Yosef. We need to realize Tumah Hotcher B'Tzibor, yeah, but we want to do it the best way. We're creating the foundations of our lives. We're going. We have to start dreaming bigger. We have to realize that we could accomplish so much, and we are accomplishing so much. But we have to realize that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is in our lives, giving us so much. And He just wants to bring the Kedusha of a Chanukah, the Kedusha of the candles, to light up a whole room. Dark, the whole room is illuminated. We could illuminate the whole world. The whole world is resting on our shoulders. The Torah, the Vilna Gaon says that every second of learning Torah is a mitzvah. 200 words, how many words we say in a minute? How many words of Torah, chesed we could do? We could help people that are in need. And we could implement our dreams. Bezus Hashem, let's learn from a Parshas Mikes. Let's bring all these ideas into our lives. And Bezus Hashem will take the menorah, the Siyata Deshmaya, realizing our Kadosh Baruch Hu's in our life and making it practical in a very real way. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Parshas Mikates.